when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Clear and strong, come and roll your sleeves up, so to speak, and pitch in, cleaning crud up in the kitchen as we sing along. To rill a cheery tune in the tub as you scrub a stubborn mildew stain, luck a hairball from the shower drain, to that gay refrain of a happy working song. We'll keep singing without fail, otherwise we'd spoil it. Pail and scrubbing up the toilet. Ooh, how we all enjoy letting loose with a little la-da-dum-dum-dum. While we're emptying the vacuum up, it's such fun to hum a happy working song. Ooh, a happy working song. Oh, how strange a place to be till Edward comes for me. Happy working tune to hum. While you're sponging up the soapy scum, we adore each filthy tour that we determine. So friends, even though you're vermin, we're a happy working dog. Singing as we fetch the detergent box for the smelly shirts and the stinky socks. Sing along. If you cannot sing, then hum along. As we're finishing our happy
Ah, and what can make me more happy than working on the radio for you, dear listeners? This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM WLIW. Our new call numbers, and I am coming to you not from the springtime hamlet of Southampton or anywhere else, but from the laundry room in my guest room, because we are doing everything under extraordinary circumstances these days. But we continue with the wonderful music from Broadway and the motion picture screen and all the great songs that you know and love. And some you don't, and some you will. I've strayed. That was Amy Adams singing from the movie Enchanted, with a song written by Alan Menken and Stephen Schwartz, two wonderful Broadway vets. And it reminded me that we had, or would have had, several princesses coming to Broadway this spring, which were unfortunately delayed or canceled. The musical Six, which was about the six wives of Henry VIII, and Diana, which was about you-know-who, Princess Diana. So I thought today we would look at the very fertile field of princesses on the musical stage, of which there are many. So today's episode is called Princesses of Pure Delight. What is he talking about? Well, you'll find that out a little later when we get to one of the songs in the rotation. Well, princesses, as I've said, have always been a staple of the musical stage, certainly in opera. You have Turandot and Aida and innumerable Russian operas I couldn't bear to sit through. But let us go to 1884 and our good friends Gilbert and Sullivan, whom we don't play nearly enough on this show, but they wrote a wonderfully witty opera called Princess Ida. And you may or may not be a Gilbert and Sullivan fan, but I defy you not to listen to this astonishingly beautiful music by Sir Arthur Sullivan and not feel better about yourself and the world. But the world is but a toy, from Princess Ida.
The world is but a broken toy. It Since you took control of my life, you have become the whole of my life. When you are away, it's awful. And when you are with me, it's worse. Love, when I near you and I hear you speak my name, softly in my ear you breathe a flame. Love, when we're dancing, keep on glancing in my eyes, till love's own entrancing music dies. All of my future is in you, your every plan I design. Promise you'll always continue forever mine. Love, please be tender when your tender is depart. Love, I surrender to thy
A classic tune that has stayed with us over the years by Richard Rodgers and Larry Hart. That was from Love Me Tonight. The singer was Anna Moffo, but the character was portrayed by Jeanette MacDonald as a princess who falls in love with a tailor. And her name was very imaginatively Princess Jeanette. So even back in 1932, Richard Rodgers was writing about princesses. Well, the whole notion of a Disney princess is fairly wide in its scale and scope. I guess the one that captivated America was Snow White and Snow White from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and gave us a real American trope of a princess wishing for something around the corner. Here is from an odd album of Mary Martin's, who recorded a studio album of Disney and childhood classics, I guess, in the wake of Peter Pan. But I couldn't wish for a more enchanting singer than Mary Martin. So here she is from the major opening number in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Sad and lonely, wishing well, longing for someone you never see. Make him love me only, wishing well, won't you grant this favor? I'm dreaming the nice things you'll say. Tell me wishing well, will my dreams come true? With your magic spell, won't you tell my loved one what to do? I'm wishing for the one I love to find me today. Tell me wishing well, will my wish come true? With your magic spell, won't you tell my loved one what to do? I'm wishing for the one I love to find me today.
That was Mary Martin from her Hi Ho album. Maybe some of you grew up with that. I didn't. We weren't big Mary Martin fans in our household. Well, as I mentioned earlier, there was a musical that was on its way to Broadway called Diana, about Princess Diana and her travails, of course, a modern musical conception of that. And it did not arrive on Broadway. I'm not sure when it will. I hope it will. Some good people involved. But guess what, folks? There was a Princess Diana on Broadway as early as 1935. Yes, that's right. Moss Hart and Cole Porter wrote a musical called Jubilee about a royal family. They sort of goes on a vacation incognito and they find out all the things they'd been missing. Another trope, I guess, like Prince and the Pauper, Mark Twain, right? When royal people get a chance to mingle with the common folk, they learn what the simple folk do, as it were. Here is an amazing ballad by Cole Porter, sung by Princess Diana. In this case, the wonderful jazz singer, Chris Connor.
Shouldn't I take a chance when romance passes by? Why shouldn't I know of love? Why wait around when each age has a sage who has found that upon this earth love is all that is really worth thinking of? It must be fun, lots of fun, to be sure. Done, that the hour is coming when you'll be kissed, and then you'll be kissed again. So I feel that it's good, and every star out in far Hollywood seems to give it a try. So why shouldn't I? But from knowing secondhand what I do of it, I feel certain I could stand a closer view of it. So I feel that it's good, and every star out in far Hollywood seems seems to give it a try. So why shouldn't I?
Prince in orange and the prince in blue, and the prince whose raiment was of a lavender hue. They sighed and they suffered and they tossed at night for the neighboring princess of pure delight, who was secretly in love with a minstrel. Her father, the king, didn't know which to choose. There were two charming suitors he'd have to refuse. So he called for the dean of his sorcerers and inquired which one was to win her hand, which they always did in those days. My king, here's a riddle. You test them tonight. What word in five letters is never spelled right? What word of five letters is always spelled wrong? The one who can answer will be wedded ere long. That will be 20 gulden, please. The king called the three and he told them the test. The while his fair daughter kept beating her breast, he put them the riddle. They failed as he feared. Then all of a sudden the minstrel appeared, quite out of breath. "I'll answer that riddle," cried the singer of song. "What's never spelled right in five letters is wrong. And it's right to spell wrong, W-R-O-N-G. Your highness, the princess, belongeth to me. And I love her anyway." "Be off with you, villain," the king cried in rage. "For my princess, a prince, not a man from the stage." "But, sire," said the minstrel, "'tis love makes me say, no king who's a real king treats lovers this way. It isn't sporting. And if you're no real king, no princess is she. And if she's no princess, then she can wed me." "By God," cried his highness, "you handsome young knave, I fear me you're right," and his blessing he gave. As the trumpeter began to trumpet, the princess soon quickly came out of her swoon, and she looked at her swain, and her world was in tune, and the castle soon rang with cheer and with laughter, and of course they lived happily ever after.
Maggie, where are the proofs? Allison, where's your column? Johnson, where's your layout? What's the matter with you? What's the matter with everybody?
Why, don't you know what day this is, boss lady? This is your wedding day. Wedding day.
That is the song that gives us the title of today's episode, Princesses of Pure Delight. And that was Reza Stevens from a studio recording of the great Kurt Vile, Ira Gershwin, Mosshart musical, Lady in the Dark, from 1941. I realized that Jubilee and Lady in the Dark both have books by Mosshart. Who knew? Holy ubiquity, Batman. So let us move into the late 1950s, early 1960s, when the idea of being a Disney princess, or a princess in an ivory tower, or a princess, you know, with ivory skin and all the great perfections that animation and legend can give you are slightly dispelled. And here are two songs from one of my favorite princesses in Broadway musical lore, Princess Winifred from Once Upon a Mattress. And as usual, I say in an episode of Broadway to Main Street, and here's music by Rogers. Well, we've already heard music by Richard Rogers, and here is music by his daughter Mary in her breakthrough musical, Once Upon a Mattress, based on Princess and the Pea. And it was a show that gave Carol Burnett really to the world at large. So don't be shy about your enthusiasm for this particular show.
Well, who's the lucky man? Hey, Nani, Nani, is it you?
Hey, Nani, 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 no.
Hey, Nani, Nani, is it you?
Hey, Nani, 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 no.
Hey, Nani, Nani, is it you? Are you, are you, are you, are you?
Nani, noni, nini, Nani, noni,
no,
Nani.
No, no, no. Someone's being bashful. That's no way to be. Not with me. Can't you see that I am just as embarrassed as you? And I can understand your point of view. I've always been shy. I confess that I'm shy. Can't you guess that this confident air is a mask that I wear 'cause I'm shy? And you may be sure, way down deep I'm demure. Though some people I know might deny it, at bottom I'm quiet and pure. I'm aware that it's wrong to be meek as I am. My chances may pass me by. I pretend to be strong, but as weak as I am, all I can do is try. God knows I try, though I'm frightened and shy. And despite the impression I give, I confess that I'm living a lie. Because I'm actually terribly timid and horribly shy. Though a lady may be dripping with glamour, she will stumble and stammer when suddenly confronted with romance. And she's likely to fall on her face when she's finally face to face with a pair of pants. Quite often the lady's not as hard to please as she seems. Quite often she'll settle for something less than the man of her dreams. I'm going fishing for a mate. I'm gonna look in every brook. But how much longer must I wait with bated breath and hook?
Encounter with the dragon Fafnir, young Prince Waldair fell into the enchanted mud, and before long his head grew back. Whereupon he married the Princess Gunthyr. And they lived happily ever after. Well, I'm glad.
Thank you.
They all lived happily, happily, happily ever after. The couple is happily leaving the chapel eternally tied. As the curtain descends, there is nothing but loving and laughter. When the fairy tale ends, the heroine's always a bride. Ella, the girl of the cinders, did the wash and the walls and the winders. But she landed a prince who was brawny and blue-eyed and blonde. Still, I honestly doubt that she could ever have done it without that crazy lady with the wand. Cinderella had outside help. I have no one but me. Fairy godmother, 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 where can you be? I haven't got a fairy godmother. Oh, I haven't got a godmother. I have a mother, a plain, ordinary woman. Snow White was so pretty, they tell us, that the queen was insulted and jealous when the mirror declared that Snow White was the fairest of all. She was dumped on the border, but was saved by some men who adored her. Oh, I grant you, they were small, but there were seven of them, practically a regiment. I'm alone in the night, by myself, not a dwarf, not an elf, not a goblin in sight. That girl had seven determined little men working day and night just for her. Oh, sure, the queen gave her a poisoned apple. Even so, she lived happily, happily, happily ever after. A magical kiss counteracted the apple eventually. Though I know I'm not clever, I'll do what they tell me I have to. I want some happily ever after to happen to me. Winifred, maid of the mire, has one simple human desire. Oh, I ask for no more than two shoes on the floor next to mine. Oh, someone to fly and to float with, to swim in the marsh and the moat with. As for this one, well, he'd be fine. But now it's all up to me, and I'm burning to bring it about. If I don't, I'll be stuck with goodbye and good luck and get out. But I don't want to get out. I want to get in. I want to get into some happily, happily ever after. I want to walk happily out of the chapel eternally.
And that was Sarah Jessica Parker from the revival of Once Upon a Mattress. Sarah Jessica Parker, I guess another princess of a different kind, who was supposed to arrive on Broadway this spring in Plaza Suite with her husband, Matthew Broderick. Perhaps we'll get to see that someday, but I think she was quite wonderful in that particular rendition of Happily Ever After. Another great bending of the princess trope. And that is what we're listening to today on Broadway to Main Street. Princesses of Pure Delight. Princesses from the musical theater stage, all the way back from Gilbert and Sullivan to today here on Broadway to Main Street. WLIW, our new call numbers. Well, that was music by one Rogers. We're going to hear music by the other Rogers that we heard earlier. Richard Rogers wrote a musical with Sheldon Harnick. Hi, Sheldon. I think Sheldon is turning 96 this week. My goodness. A musical called Rex about Henry VIII and his six wives, some of whom were ladies-in-waiting, some of whom were queens and princesses. We'll call them princesses. Why not? It's easier. And it had a lot of great music. Very intractable show, but great music from 1976, I think. And here is Penny Fuller as Anne Boleyn, who is realizing that her marriage with Henry VIII is, almost on the rocks there, but she's trying not to lose her head about it. Here's a beautiful song, So Much You Loved Me, from Richard Rogers and Sheldon Harnick's score to Rex.
Yesterday I your eyes bright with love, your face alight with love, so much you loved me. Yesterday, your laughter rang with love, each gesture sang with love, so much you loved me. You were a warming fire, you were the sun at noon, and a love that has burned so brightly turned to cold gray ash so soon. Ours, you said, was an undying love, but our undying love has proved a lie. As a star can fall from the sky, so can love undying die. Yesterday, tower of love, you filled an hour of love with fervent sighing. Yesterday, were you aware at all, and did you care at all, that love was dying? Gone is the warming fire, had burned so brightly, turned to cold gray ash too soon. Ours, you said, would be a lasting love. It seems that lasting love has passed us by. As a star can fall from the sky,
in our episode entitled Princesses of Pure Delight, we come as we must, inevitably, inexorably, to the Disney princess. But here's one of a different stripe. It's Sherry Renee Scott as the Princess Amneris in Tim Rice's and Elton John's Aida, which again is starting to show a little more modern take on the princesses of old. And I would say when it comes to performing in Broadway musicals, that is Sherry Renee Scott's strongest suit.
In life, one has to face a huge assortment of nauseating fads and good advice. There's health and fitness, diet and deportment, and other pointless forms of sacrifice. Conversation, wit, I am a doubter. Manners, charm, they're no way to impress. So forget the inner me, observe the outer. I am what I wear and how I dress. Oh, now I believe in looking like my time on earth is cooking, whether polka dotted, striped, or even checked. With some glamour guaranteeing every fiber of my being is displayed to quite remarkable effect. From your cradle via trousseau to your deathbed, you're on view, so never compromise, accept no substitute. I would rather wear apparel than conservative apparel, for a dress has always been my strongest suit.
could make my father understand. I just don't see how a world that makes such wonderful things could be so bad. Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything? Look at this trove, treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around here, you'd think, sure, she's got everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got who's its and what's its galore. You want thingamabobs? I've got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I want to be where the people are. I want to see them dancing, walking around on those, what do you call them? Oh, feet. Flipping your fins, you don't get too far. Legs are required for jumping, dancing, strolling along down the, what's that word again? Street. Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun. Wandering free, wish I could be part of that world. What would I give if I could live out of these waters? What would I pay to spend a day warm on the sand? Betcha on land, they understand that they don't reprimand their daughters. Bright young women, sick of swimming, ready to stand. And ready to know what the people know. Ask them my questions and get some answers. What's a fire and why is it? What's the word?
And that, in many ways, is the princess who started it all. Certainly, in terms of the movies, from 1989, The Little Mermaid was a Disney construct, a Menken and Ashman score that sounded like a Broadway musical, but it was an animated film, and it jump-started the Disney fortunes, really, at the end of the 20th century and gives a whole new crop of princesses. That was Ariel, the Princess Under the Sea, another princess from a Hans Christian Andersen story turned into a musical. That was from the 2008 stage version. That was Sierra Bagues, so... a lovely number and a very enduring show. We like the stage version of Little Mermaid very much, my wife and I. Well, as I said earlier, we had some shows about princesses that didn't make it to the gate this year. One that almost opened, I think it was in preview, was Six, which was a London import, a kind of rock concert embodied by the Six Wives of Henry VIII. I didn't get to see it. Some people who saw it in London said it was pretty terrific. Here is a song sung by Jane Seymour, who I think was number 3. The performer is Natalie Paris, Heart of Stone from Six.
You've got a good heart, but I know it changes. A restless tide, untamable. I knew a storm could come too, you'd lift me high or let me fall. But I took your hand, promised I'd withstand any blaze you blew my way. 'Cause something inside it solidified, and I knew I'd always stay. You can build me up, you can tear me down, you can try. A perfect family, you hold us close for the world to see. And when I say you're the only one I've ever loved, I mean those words truthfully. Son, your love could disappear. I know it isn't fair, but I don't care, 'cause my love will still be here. You can build me up, you can tear me down, you can try.
That strikes me as a pretty effective number from the musical Six, Heart of Stone. Well, that's one of the things we try to do here at Broadway to Main Street, is give you an insight not only into the history of Broadway. We looked at the role, the ever-shifting role that princesses play in the musical stage or on film. Very rich tapestry of numbers. There was a lot of songs in this playlist I had to cut. I wanted to play Frank Sinatra singing Cole Porter's You Are Sensational, which was sung in the movie High Society to Grace Kelly, who soon became a princess herself in real life, Princess Grace. And I hope you continue to listen to Broadway to Main Street every week. We're trying to do a new episode as best we can. We've done a month and a half of new episodes, and you can always go to our website, Broadway to Main Street, or on iTunes or Spotify, and listen. We have almost 400 episodes, and you can, got nothing better to do, listen to all the episodes about the decades or all the episodes about great performers or whatever. We just hope you join us every week. Well, when we are thinking of princesses, we also, I guess, think about princes. And many of the tropes of this is that they wait for their prince to come. And that is, of course, the classic Disney song. So let us go out with a really wonderful recording by Barbara Streisand of a song that Miles Davis made his very own. But it's nice to hear the lyrics, too. So every week, your host will come to you over the air, either live or streaming or podcast. So it's always great to spend 59 minutes with you. But in the meantime, until we meet next week, here is Barbara Streisand.
Someday. Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.